appreciate the service so far. What it's been, it's been a real blessing. I appreciate it. You got your Bible, turn to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Appreciate our friends coming back over from Jacksonville again tonight. Appreciate them being in service with us. Brother Don Case and Pastor Calvary Baptist Temple is with us tonight. Appreciate him coming in and his wife driving in with us tonight. And some friends of ours, Sister Shorty and Tina and them come in from down close to home and come to meet with us tonight. Appreciate them coming. And I don't know nobody else, so I'm not in Dutch. I'm not in hot trouble because I don't know you. If I did, I'd recognize. But I appreciate you coming in. Appreciate this tonight. Romans chapter 5. Now I know every preacher in the house has preached this message. And I'm sure you have. But I'd love for you just to take a few moments with me tonight and just preach it again with me, all right? Just preach it again with us. Let's not argue and debate over it. But let's just kind of preach it again in your heart with me tonight. Maybe the Lord will show us something fresh. Maybe you hadn't seen, and maybe he's given us. Romans chapter 5, begin reading with verse 17. The Bible said, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all, men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That if sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." Brother Don, if you will, lead us while we pray.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for that saving grace, God, that you gave us. All those who call on the Holy Name. God, we just pray that we'll turn to you now. We thank you.
God, let us
pray. What we've already heard is held in our hearts. God, we thank you, sister, that we've already come along. God, we pray that we need to be paid for our heart and mind. God, whatever it may be, that we bring this blackmail on you. God, I pray that they come back to that. God, I pray that we're out here that don't know that we've heard the truth. God, they would come to the Lord and say, with Jesus Christ, apply his shed blood to their testimony.
Amen. The Bible said in verse 20, "Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." And I want to talk to you tonight about two important people that entered my life one time and made a difference, touched my heart. And I've never quite been the same since I met these two people. And I pray tonight after you hear about them and after you understand a little more about them that you'll never be the same after meeting them tonight. Tonight, if you don't have peace in your heart, you can. Tonight, if you don't have joy, beloved, you can leave with a joy that passes and the peace that passes all understanding. You can leave in your heart. Whether you've got $1 million or whether you don't have a dime, he said, just come and take of the water of life freely. Ever, whosoever will, let him come. He loves you tonight. I'm glad tonight, one time it took place. I tried many physicians. I tried many people and counselors and different people to congregate in my soul and tell me of the bitterness that I dwelt with day by day. One day I got news of an old doctor. His name was Dr. Law. And I said, well, I believe I'll go and meet this old Dr. Law and see what he has to say and what his analogy of my life is. I went to a place in his office, his dwelling place, knocked upon the door. I said, Dr. Law, my name's Danny Chappell. I want to come see you. I've never looked into a doctor's eyes. It was so stern and so hard. He looked into my eyes with coldness and bluntness and said, come in, I've been waiting on you. I said, what do you mean you've been waiting on me? He said, I've been waiting on you, Danny Chappell, come in. And I'd never met quite a doctor as he was, but I entered into his office and sat down. He said, sit down right here. And immediately I knew the authority of his voice and sit down like he told me to. And he said, don't say nothing. I said, Dr. Law, if you'll let me speak just a word, I want to tell you what my symptoms are, what's the matter with me. Without a moment's reply, I said, Dr. Law, it's my feet. They want to dance all night at the dance halls, and they won't go home when I want them to go home, but they just keep on wanting to dance. He said, no, son, it ain't your feet. Bless God, it's your heart. You got heart trouble. But I said, Dr. Law, you're mistaken. It's not just my feet, but it's my hands. They want to play poker and deal cards all night long. Seems like sleep leaves me, Dr. Law, and I can deal in shuffle cards to the wee hours of midnight. He said, no, it's not your hands, it's your heart. I said, Dr. Law, I've never met a doctor like you before. You're a stern doctor. And I said, but listen, heaven's trouble with my eyes. They're looking at things they shouldn't look at. They'll sit hours at a time and look at a TV, run out of television itself, and sit and watch Hollywood's phenomenal stars. And with that, a sleepy hour of blindness, my eyes come in adultery every day, Dr. Law. He said, no, son, it's not your eyes, it's your heart. I said, Dr. Law, I've never met a fanatic like you in my life. You're crazy. Bless God, there ain't nothing wrong with my heart. I told you it's my hands, my feet, my eyes. Now, I said, listen to this. I said, it's my tongue. I said, you never heard such a cussing in your life as I do, Dr. Law. I said, I cuss, talk back to my mom and my daddy. I'm a wicked vile man, Dr. Law, and I need help with my tongue. He said, oh, no, Brother Danny. He said, it's your heart you got trouble with, son. I said, I've never in my life ever seen anybody like you, and I ain't going to listen to you no longer. Just write up the analogy and the prescription and tell me what's wrong with it, and I'm believing. He said, all right, son, all right. He took his pen and he wrote a few words and he handed it back to me. And I read it back to this doctor Law. He said, you've got to die. Dead. D-E-A-T-H. You gotta die. I said, Dr. Law, you are the craziest doctor I ever met in my life. And I want you to know something. There's other doctors in town besides you, you old fanatic, you. And I'll not be able to see you no longer. There's nothing wrong with my heart while you're an old stern doctor who you are. He said, as you wish, son. And opened the door and swung it open and allowed me to leave. And I went down the street to a well-hung sign. And it said on the sign, Dr. Religion. And I said, that sounds like an interesting fella. I believe I'll go in and see him. I knocked upon his door and with a warm welcome, he opened the door and swung it open and said, I'll come in. Everything's fine. Come in and sit down. Danny Chappell, you all right. I said, that's what I've been talking about. Why, that doctor's all right. I sat down and he said, I said, doctor, having a lot of trouble. He said, oh, it's not as bad as you seem. He said, all you need to do is just join the church and sign a card and get baptized and you'll be like a brand new man. I said, all right, Dr. Law, I like that analogy. I'm going to do just exactly what you tell me to do. He said, that's good, son. He said, come back to see me. I went and I joined the church. Signed the card, shook the preacher's hand. I got the invitation, shook his hand. I said, I'll be baptized and join the church. He said, good, praise God. We'll have a preacher's conference next week, and that'll help my baptismal record. Said, come in. I'm glad to see you. Amen. And I signed his card, shook his hand, got baptized. And I'm telling you, I felt better. I got them wet clothes into some dry ones. Felt better. Oh, felt better. It lasted somewhere along 7 or 8 days. And man, I went to cussing again. Went to wanting to dance again. Went to wanting to smoke again. And I said, Lord God, I've got to go back and see that natural religion. It's wore off on me. And I got back and I said, Doctor, I said, that was good for about 7 days. But I'm telling you, I'm going to stay out all night again and dance and cuss and smoke and drink. And Lord, I'm in a mess again, Dr. Religion. He said, well, he said, just relax. It's all right. He said, all you need to do is get one day of the week of the world and go down to church and get you a Sunday school class and go to teaching it and go to work. Says, you'll be all right then. I said, all right, Dr. Religion. I'm going down there and get me a Sunday school class and I'll be all right then. That lasted about 5 more days. That's the cussing and the drinking again. And there wasn't no peace. I didn't know what in the world I'd do. And finally said, I'm going back to see that old stern Dr. Law again. And I hate to go back and see him. I talked pretty ugly to him. Talked about it instantly. What he had. But when I knocked on the door, Dr. Law swung the door open. He said, figured you'd be back. I said, Dr. Law, I tried Dr. Religion and Dr. Newbanner and Dr. Whistlebridges, Dr. Sounding Brass, Dr. Tinkling Cymbal. And I'm in the same shape I was when I left, Doctor. Oh. He said, well, come in. It's the same prescription, son, I give you before. You've got to die. You've got heart trouble. And you'll have to have surgery. I said, Dr. Law, will it really have to be surgery? He said, have to be surgery, son. I said, well, Dr. Law, I went as far as I can go. Now I'm willing to take your prescription. And I'll do what you tell me to do. He said, that's good, son. He said, I want you to step across the room here and meet an associate of mine that lives across the hall. He said, I want you to meet, if you will, come and go with me. We stepped from Dr. Law's office out the door, knocked on the door. When he opened the door, I've never seen such a clean, spotless office as it was as he opened the door. Oh, it glowed from within this doctor's office. Dr. Law stepped back and said, I'd like for you to meet an associate of mine. His name's Dr. Grace. I said, I'm glad to meet you, Dr. Grace. With a smile, he said, Dr. Law, has this patient given in completely to your diagnosis? He said, yes, he has, Dr. Grace. He's turned his case completely over to me, and I've turned it completely over to you. I said, Dr. Law, if you don't mind, I'd like to, you're the only one I know here in this medical center, and I'd like for you to step with me in this office and stay with me while surgery's going on. Dr. Law said, oh, no, I never go in Dr. Grace's office. I never go in Dr. Grace's office. He always works alone. And I said, where's the nurses? Where's the aides? He said, I always work by myself. I said, Dr. Law, in a moment he was gone. And there I stood with the young, smiling doctor, Dr. Grace. He took me by the hand and led me in his office. I said, Dr. Grace, I'm scared. I'm weak. He said, oh, you're just right for surgery. And I said, Dr. Grace, I don't even know what to do. He said, you're just right for surgery, doctor. I said, Dr. Grace, if you don't mind, let me call my wife. I love her. She's a stay in my life. He said, oh, we never have visitors while surgery's going on. I said, Dr. Grace, would you call in just one more commentary on the analogy of my surgery? He said, my word is final and complete. No other word has to be taken. I said, okay, Dr. Grace, I've gone as far as I can go. My life's in your hands. He said, lay down, son. I laid down and he said, I said, are you going to the surgery here? He said, yes. Surgery will be done right here in my office. We'll not have to leave. I said, Dr. Grace, I don't have any money for the surgery. He said, your bill's been paid in full. Hey, it won't cost you a dime. Just lay down. Your bill's been paid from the foundations of the world. I said, Dr. Grace. Dr. Grace. I'm in your hands tonight. I don't know nothing else to do. He laid down. He began to look at me with the eyes of mercy. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he made a quick incision. Oh, it didn't go after my feet. It just didn't go after my tongue. Oh, but he made an incision where my heart was. All of a sudden, he reached in and took out a heart. And he said, look how black and dirty this heart is. I said, oh, Dr. Grace, I didn't know my heart was in that bad a condition. I said, take that thing and do something with it. He said, I've got just the place for it, Danny Chapel. And he took it over to the edge of the sea of forgetfulness and cast it behind this back. And he said, it's forever gone. It'll never be brought up against you again. I said, glory to God. What a doctor, Dr. Grace, you are. I said, I need a new heart now, don't I, doctor? He said, I have a brand new heart for you, Danny Chapel. And he reached and got a heart of love, brand new, and put it inside of me. And oh, I said, can I look now, doctor? He said, not yet. Not yet. He finished his work. And I said, doctor, I don't even see a scar. He said, I do perfect work. I've never left a scar on my patient's body. I mean, it'll be perfect. Oh, glory to God. I said, what doctor you are, Dr. Ray. After a while, I got up. I felt brand new. And I said, Dr. Grace, you told me a while ago that somebody paid my bill for me. And I'd just like to meet him and thank him for it. He said, well, they always want to meet him, and I delight in introducing him to my patients. And he took me and he showed me a man with a glow about his face. I said, Dr. Grace, somebody's operated on him, hadn't they? And they left a scar. He said, that's where they opened up the fountain at. Oh, that'll never run dry! Oh, I said, whoa! Oh, what a savior! The dead for my sin! And pay the price! I can be set free! Ooh. I said, doctor, do you recommend any exercise? He said, yes, I do. He said, I recommend you do some knee bends. Mother Don, I said, I pray. I'll just get started today. I'll do a commitment here. And all my world that is clean and fair, I thank you, Jesus, for paying my bills. And I have my health, a heart surgery. Woo! Stipulations with my surgery. I mean, will I have to come back and get this done again? He said, you'll never have to come back again. No, it's coming forever! Doctor, what about consultation? Days in the future when I don't feel exactly like I feel today. He said, my office never closed. Dr. Gray, what about my old friend and mama? Lady at the court, heartbroken. He said, all is dead, folks. I said, what about the friends saying, can I feel like all hope is gone? He said, all is never closed. I said, but Dr. Grace, I feel brand new, but I still don't have any money to make all these visits with you. He said, you've been your invitation for the past, for the present, and for the future. Oh, glory to God! He said it's free! Just keep coming back to the well of grace! It'll never run dry! I left there saying this. I've been to Calvary by the witness of his word. I've been to Calvary. I can say I've seen the Lord. He's dead, Calvary. For what a thrill of divine. Just to know that the Savior is mine. I said, Dr. Grace, are there any other thing you'd like for me to do? He said, one thing, son. Always tell what I've done for you. And I said I'd be honored to be a representative of the good Dr. Grace. With his bowed and eyes closed. Tonight, beloved, some are come praying. Some are praying. Some already know you need to pray. All you've got to do is come to the good Dr. Grace tonight. Receive the surgery in his analogy of your situation. And he's never lost a patient. He's never lost a case. How many would say, Brother Danny, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I need to see Dr. Grace tonight. I need to see him. I want to see your hands. Just raise them high. I need Dr. Grace tonight. Come on, yes, yes. How many more? Yes, yes. How many more tonight? I need Dr. Grace. As the piano comes and plays softly on the instrument tonight. How many say, Brother Danny? I need Dr. Grace in my heart and my life. And tonight's the night I want Dr. Grace to meet me face to face. How many ready to take this right? While some are praying, some are coming. Yes, yes. Others, who's others tonight? Raise your hand. They pray for me. Listen. While they play softly. While they play softly. I'm going to ask you to do me something tonight. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor tonight. I'm going to ask you to mind and be sensitive to the Holy Ghost of God. I'm going to ask you to step out of your seat without even a birth of his ear while she's playing. Just get up while someone's in the altar. I'm asking you to get up from where you're at right now and come on and talk to Dr. Grace, would you? Right now, just get up from where you're at. Come forward, please, to this old fashioned altar, would you? Just come on right now, would you? Just get up wherever you're at, wherever you sit there, that's right, just come on. Others ought to come right there. Come on, would you? Just get up from where you're at. Now we'll pray. I want to meet Dr. Grace tonight. Come on, would you? Come on, right now. We're fixing to sing a work of this good here. Others ought to be coming right now. Come on, would you? Just come on. Just come on. Brother, what are we saying? There's a fountain. 379. There is a fountain. If we stand to our feet, would you please? Just come on, would you? 379. Yes, yeah, come on. Just come on. That's a great place. Son, we're waiting on you. Come on, daughter. Come on, mom and dad. Grandmother and granddad. Come on, right now. While we sing, come on, would you? Come on. Come on, would you? Come on, right there, what's your place on you? Come on. Come on, would you?